The Morris Jamel Mansion is the oldest surviving house in Manhattan. Built in 1765 by retired British Colonel Roger Morris and his wife, the house served as the couple's summer home. With the dawn of the Revolutionary War in 1775, the Morrises returned to Great Britain. General Washington discovered the vacant Morris home and decided it was a prime location to set up his headquarters for about 5 weeks during the Revolutionary War. The house is situated at the second highest point in Manhattan. It overlooked the site of the Battle of Harlem Heights, where a small American force routed the British.
It was a good vantage point to oversee what was going on in the city. We happen to be on high elevated ground. You don't notice it now so much in the 21st century because most of the roads and most of the lands has been flattened out. You're basically on a mountainous terrain. You'd be able to see all the way down into the city.
Michael Grillo is a living history actor who portrays different historical figures from the 18th century. At the Morris Jamel Mansion, he assumes the role of General Washington and leads school tours. A nonprofit organization operates the house, focusing on educational programs. Its revolutionary background makes it a popular site for school field trips. Rashawn Hoke, an elementary school teacher, finds the mansion a good resource to teach his students outside of a classroom setting.
Many of these children live in the area. It's an urban setting, and it was important to kind of give them an idea that there are historical sites in their own neighborhood.
After the Revolutionary War, the house passed through a number of different owners. Stephen and Eliza Jamel bought it in 1810 and returned it to its original function as a summer home. The house is still furnished with many pieces that belong to the Jamel family. Museum tours allow visitors to explore the mansion and understand how life in the 18th century differs from life today.
How people did survive without refrigerators?
The museum also exhibits local artwork. During February, the museum is showcasing the work of Caribbean artists Carlton Murrell and Alfred Weeks in honor of Black History Month. Both artists are originally from the island of Barbados, the only place George Washington visited outside the United States. Ken Moss is the executive director of the museum.
It's a chance for us to tie in our overall history with the history of much of the community. We, of course, have Stephen Jumel, who came here from Haiti, and there were many, many servants, and in the very early years, there were certainly slaves here at the house, some of whom may have come here from the Caribbean. It's part of the overall history of the mansion, and it's part of the history of many people here in the community.
Moss says the mansion is important today in the midst of modern New York City as a place for people to remember and explore New York's colonial history.
New York is such a destination city, and it features some of the greatest of world-class museums. But sites like Morris Jamel Mansion are the only sites that remain that tell this colonial era here in New York. Expansion of the city took place so rapidly that most of the early history of the city doesn't remain. So Morris Jamel Mansion provides an opportunity for people who come to New York or people who live in New York to really learn about the history of this region and the Revolutionary War activity that took place.
Every February, George Washington's birthday is celebrated at the Morris Jamel Mansion with free admission and a guided tour. Guides dress up in colonial clothes, serve refreshments popular during the Revolution, and teach visitors about the important role the mansion played in American history. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.